The connection to nature and the elements is an essential dimension of spirituality and inner journeying. In many ancestral traditions, human beings are considered to be an integral part of the web of life, connected to all forms of life and the forces that animate the universe. Reconnecting with this deep connection is a powerful path to healing, balance, and awakening to our true nature. The four elements, earth, water, air, fire, are the fundamental constituents of manifestation, present in all things and in all beings. Each element has its own qualities, its specific teachings for our journey. Earth anchors us, stabilizes us, reminds us of our belonging to matter. Water invites us to fluidity, to adaptability, to emotional purification. Air connects us to inspiration, to freedom, to communication. Fire dynamizes us, transforms us, connects us to our creative power. In the Amerindian shamanic tradition, the four elements are honored as sacred allies. During sweat lodge ceremonies, water is poured over hot stones to create purifying steam, while prayers are addressed to the six directions, the four cardinal points, the sky, and the earth. This ritual allows us to reconnect with the essence of the elements and restore harmony between human beings and nature. Working with the elements can take many forms. The meditation with elements consists in soaking up their qualities through visualization, breathing, contemplation. You can imagine yourself rooted in the earth, merging with the ocean, inspiring the pure air of the mountains, radiating the light of the sun. These meditations help us find our inner balance, to recharge, to activate our natural healing abilities. Tantric yoga uses the tattvas, the subtle principles associated with the elements, to balance the energies of body and mind. By meditating on the yantras, geometric symbols, and reciting the bija mantras, root sounds, corresponding to each element, the yogi purifies and harmonizes his different subtle bodies until he realizes the unity of all manifestation. Physical practices related to the elements are also very powerful. Walking barefoot on the earth, swimming in a lake or the sea, consciously exposing oneself to the sun or the wind, all ways of physically reconnecting to the forces of nature, of being vivified and regenerated by them. Martial arts like Tai Chi or Qi Gong rely on a subtle understanding of the elements to circulate vital energy and cultivate flexibility, grounding presence. Taoist master Mantak Chia teaches the six healing sounds, a practice that involves emitting specific sounds by directing attention to the organs associated with the five elements. For example, the sound Chuo, while focusing on the kidneys for the water element, or the sound SSSSSSS, while focusing on the heart for the fire element. This practice deeply revitalizes the organic and psycho-emotional functions in resonance with each element. The connection to the spirits of nature is another facet of this alliance with elemental forces. Many shamanic traditions believe that each place, each element, is inhabited by subtle consciousnesses, spirits with which it is possible to communicate. The spirits of water, the guardians of the forests, the gods of wind or fire. Honoring these spirits, making offerings to them, asking their advice or protection, is an integral part of the animus worldview. The Kogi Indians of Colombia have preserved a very strong link with the spirits of nature they consider as their parents. Before undertaking any action, building a house, planting seeds, picking medicinal plants, they enter into dialogue with the spirits of the places to ask for their permission and instructions. This attitude of respect and reciprocity guarantees the balance and harmony between the human world and the natural one. Cultivating a relationship of gratitude and reciprocity with nature is essential. Being aware that the earth nourishes us, that water quenches our thirst, that air oxygenates us, that the sun warms us, and expressing our gratitude for these precious gifts. Realizing that we are not separate, superior beings, but members of a vast community of interconnected and interdependent living beings. From this consciousness naturally emerges an ethic of respect, care, preservation of our environment. Many traditional peoples have rituals to thank the elements, such as the Native Americans who offer tobacco to the earth before picking a plant, or the Balinese who make daily offerings of flowers and incense in their temples to honor the forces of nature. These simple gestures nourish a sacred relationship, a sense of belonging and responsibility towards the living. In the context of spiritual coaching, inviting clients to reconnect with the elements and the forces of nature can be a very fertile path. Through meditative practices, rituals, physical exercises in nature, The coach can help them find their place in the great circle of life, draw strength and inspiration from their environment, and feel supported and guided by powerful allies. He can also encourage them to cultivate a more conscious and respectful relationship with nature in their daily lives. A person going through a period of great emotional instability could be invited to meditate regularly with the earth element, to imagine themselves deeply rooted, supported, nourished by the quiet strength of the mother. In addition, she could be encouraged to spend time in nature, to practice mindful walking in the forest, gardening, all ways of grounding in the present moment and gradually finding her inner balance. Thus, the connection to nature and the elements is a key dimension of spiritual growth. By relearning to commune with the forces that surround and constitute us, we connect to something greater than ourselves. We find our place in the symphony of life. The elements become allies, mirrors, masters on our path to awakening. And conversely, by awakening to our true nature, we become conscious guardians of the earth, working to restore the harmony and beauty of our world. He points, the connection to nature and the elements is essential in many ancestral spiritual traditions. The human being is considered to be an integral part of the web of life. The four elements, earth, water, air, fire, have specific qualities and teachings for our inner journey. They are honored as sacred allies in various cultures. Working with the elements can be done through meditation, visualization, breathing, physical practices, walking, swimming, tai chi, or connection to nature spirits, dialogue, offerings. Cultivating gratitude and reciprocity towards nature is fundamental. This nourishes a sacred relationship and an ethic of respect and preservation of the environment. In spiritual coaching, reconnection to the elements helps find balance, one's place in life, and to develop a more conscious relationship to nature. By awakening to our true nature, we become guardians of the earth, working to restore the harmony and beauty of the world.